Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Mamogram, pap smear, dan kolonoskopi bukanlah prioritas yang harus dilakukan semua orang. Dan di tengah pandemi COVID-19 ini, di mana hampir setiap orang merasakan stres dan ketidakpastian finansial, Cancer Council khawatir berbagai pemeriksaan kanker akan menjadi semakin kurang menarik. Chief Executive Officer Sanchia Aranda menyadari ketakutan finansial yang dirasakan oleh warga Australia.
Cancer Council's been concerned for a long time about the financial burden associated with cancer. And even though these three national screening tests are free, you may still have to go to the GP and there's costs associated with that. So if you're not eligible for Medicare services, those costs will be higher. And we also know that, of course, there are costs associated with taking time off work for investigations. And if you're part of a casualised workforce, that's even more difficult. And then if you have to stop work for cancer treatment, then even more costs arise, even if the treatment is free through the public sector. And that we're going to see this equity issue really, I think, widening, and we need to pay specific attention to that.
Sebuah laporan baru oleh Cancer Australia mengungkapkan bahwa imaging payudara telah menurun lebih dari sepertiga pada bulan Maret dan April. Dan pemeriksaan kolorektal pada bulan Mei berkurang sekitar setengah dari bulan Maret. Pakar kanker usus mengatakan, hampir semua kasus berpotensi untuk diobati, tetapi sekitar setengahnya tidak terdeteksi cukup dini. Terdapat pemeriksaan kanker usus gratis bagi warga yang berusia di atas 50 tahun. Dan Chief Executive Officer Kanker Usus Australia, Julia Wiggins, mengatakan bahwa pendeteksian dini adalah kunci utama.
So we certainly know when it comes to bowel cancer, almost 99% of cases can be successfully treated. However, fewer than 50% of those cases currently are. And we do also know when it comes to metastatic disease or if the cancer has spread, that survival rate goes from 99% to around 13%. So it's vitally important that we detect these cancers early. The best way of doing that is participating in the home test. And also, if you do experience symptoms, promptly seek advice and have that colonoscopy.
Wanita berusia 50 hingga 74 tahun dianjurkan untuk melakukan mamogram yang bisa didapatkan secara gratis setiap 2 tahun. Pria dan wanita di atas 45 tahun direkomendasikan untuk melakukan pemeriksaan feses setiap 2 tahun. Setelah hasil pemeriksaan positif, kolonoskopi harus dijadwalkan dalam 30 hari. Institut Melanoma mengatakan bahwa dalam setiap 5 jam, kanker melanoma membunuh 1 orang di Australia. Seorang peneliti dari Institut Melanoma, Profesor Richard Scholier, mengatakan banyak orang yang menunda pemeriksaan kanker kulit mereka dikarenakan pandemi COVID-19.
Colleagues from overseas, and indeed we've noticed this in Australia, some patients are presenting late with their cancer, with their melanoma, and we know if it was detected early, they have much better outcome. So we're concerned that some patients are delaying seeking medical attention because of the pandemic. And melanoma and other cancers don't stop in a pandemic. So it's very important if you to seek medical attention when you see something that you're concerned about on your skin. So know your own skin. If you see something that changes, seek medical attention immediately.
Pemerintah federal telah berkomitmen untuk mengeluarkan $2.2 juta untuk kampanye Cancer Screening Saving Life. Kampanye tersebut telah diluncurkan di hari Senin 29 September kemarin dengan pesan yang ditargetkan bagi komunitas dengan latar belakang berbahasa Yunani, Arab, Mandarin, dan Vietnam.
While we've had an overall issue with health literacy and getting health messages out during the pandemic, that's been particularly difficult for people whose first language is not English. Cancer Council developed all of its COVID-19 messaging in about 14 different languages and shared those across the cancer community. But I think it's really important to recognise that these communities in particular are quite vulnerable, particularly communities from Southeast Asia, where we know that COVID-19 has had a stigmatising effect for people of Asian background. And so we really do want to make sure that the whole community and the CORD community in particular knows that cancer screening saves lives and that it's safe to participate.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.